Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
It's the number one story in the country. Trump signs the bill to release the Jeffrey Epstein case files after fighting it for months.
Mm-hmm.
Number one story.
Yeah.
Now we have a test that'll be fascinating and probably also painful to watch. Does Trump have enough control over the deep state to get these documents? I don't know. Seriously doubt it.
Yeah, that's the question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Confidence is not high.
It's not high. And when that happens, and I think it will, they may be able to put some more out. They may be able to dump some more stuff out. I hope they can. Just something, anything. They'll say Trump is stonewalling. Trump is hiding. Trump is doing that kind of thing. When what it actually is Trump does not have full control of the federal government, never has been fighting for it for a long time, mm-hmm. and can't get these documents. Senator Ron Johnson talking about both Epstein and Thomas Crooks. So you got three things going on here, and we've been very tightly focused on them right now that tell you a story. Number one, the pipe bomber on January 6th. The existence of the pipe bomber was used as justification to censor conservatives, to target us, to politically persecute us, because we're dangerous. We're terrorists, right-wing terrorists, right? Well, we now know from the Blaze's amazing investigative reporting team, the pipe bomber wasn't a MAGA. She's a Capitol Police officer. She got a plum job with the CIA after planting those bombs. The FBI lied about that. The agent that found her knew who she was. We had her within days. Kyle Serafim of the bombing was interviewing within days, wanted to interview, I should say, her next door neighbor who dropped her off. FBI called off the whole thing, told him he couldn't continue the investigation. He'd gotten basically too close to the actual pipe bomber who was not MAGA. We learned that from Cash from the Blaze. See the problem there? Mm-hmm. And it happened again in the last 2 weeks. So the FBI lied. Happened again in the last 2 weeks with Thomas Crooks. We found out the truth about who Crooks is. That's terrifying. FBI lied. We found out from Cash Patel. No, we didn't. We found out from X, from Tucker Carlson, who broke the story, and then the New York Post, who piggybacked on it. See the problem there?
Yeah. There's a transparency problem here, Tara, isn't there?
There is a massive transparency problem. What I don't know right now is whether Kash Patel has done what everybody else has done who's walked into the DOJ and the FBI under Trump in the past administration. You go through the doors, it's like they zap you in the brain. You become a droid. And you exist to protect the deep state at all costs, even if you were a good person before that. I don't know what they do to them. Or Kash Patel just can't get this stuff. I want you to hear this. This is Senator Ron Johnson saying something very interesting, okay? And this is a fascinating clip when you look at it. I did the Battleground America podcast on it yesterday. This Ron Johnson should be really angry at Kash Patel right now because Ron Johnson subpoenaed all of this Thomas Crook stuff that's now coming out from the New York Post, from X, from Tucker Carlson. That was back in July. Issued a subpoena, a legally required comply document to Kash Patel and the FBI. Turn it over in July. It's November. He hasn't bothered. You think Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson, would be mad about that. But he doesn't sound mad. And so again, he's on Fox News and they're doing a dual interview. Okay, it's a little confusing, but half of it's on Epstein. The other half is on Crooks. It's the same interview. But he's talking about both here. When he says, look, I mean, most of this evidence is probably destroyed. In other words, he doesn't seem really angry at Kash Patel for defying his subpoena and ultimately lying to them, saying there's no there there. We've given you everything. Or did he just think he'd given them everything? This is like a Tom Clancy novel. It's hard to even explain, really, yeah. If you haven't read the whole 800 pages, right?
Exactly. You get all the characters and the plot lines messed up.
Yeah. But this, I mean, it's also fascinating, you know what I mean? I'm horrified, but at the same time, completely fascinated by it. Okay, listen to Ron Johnson here. Again, he should be mad at Kash Patel for defying his subpoena. And he's talking about the Epstein documents. If you listen to this, I don't think he thinks we can get them.
I'm not quite sure what's happening inside the current FBI and Department of Justice. I mean, I don't doubt for a second there remain partisans burrowed in, trying to frustrate every attempt, certainly not coming forward and volunteering information. I mean, the fact that some of this evidence was recovered out of a burn bag, out of a skiff, first of all, indicates how many documents have already been destroyed.
Yeah.
But people do wrong. They don't leave evidence laying around. So I'm highly concerned about, a lot of relevant and incriminating documents already having been destroyed, and certainly not help from a lot of the deep staters in these agencies to try and get to the truth out, to help Kash Patel and Pam Bondi. So, I've got a great deal of sympathy with those two individuals. They're trying to clean up a lot of messes left behind by the Biden administration.
All right, we'll check.
Okay, he just said he has a great deal of sympathy to the guy currently defying his subpoena.
You know, that makes it sound to me like that he understands that Patel and Bondi do not have control of those agencies, and the president doesn't either. And as he said, the deep state is there. Mm-hmm. It is embedded. It is not able to be completely eliminated. I mean, it's almost like trying to treat a cancer. You can deal with some of the symptoms, but it is so intertwined into the body that it is not possible to completely eradicate it.
That is, by the way, the third time Ron Johnson has said this, Lee, where he said, hey, we rely on whistleblowers to find out what's going on with the FBI's biggest cases. Mm-hmm. Well, you should be able to just send down the hall for the file and they bring it to you.
Yeah.
No, we need whistleblowers for that. Whistleblowers, just to find out what's going on in the agencies we're supposed to run. So I'm not convinced at all that Trump could get whatever Epstein stuff. And then you put that on top of a bombshell our side really needs to revisit right now. And I know why we didn't, because there was so much news that week. It was 2 weeks ago now. We learn that James Comey's little girl, disgraced James Comey, his little girl, who's a federal prosecutor, offered Epstein a deal. Make up something on Trump. Tar him as a pedophile. It's got to be something Trump can't disprove. And we'll take away the charges. We'll drop the charges against you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And that she even said, because remember, Trump was in office at the time, right? He was still president when she's doing this with Epstein. Epstein was arrested under Trump. Don't forget that. Arrested under Trump's Department of Justice. She tells Epstein, look, Trump may be president, but he doesn't control the DOJ. He doesn't control the FBI. We do. And by the way, we'll let you out of prison if you give us something on Trump. It makes sense. I never understood why the deep state would arrest Epstein. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. And when I heard that, I went, oh, they arrested him for leverage to get him to make something up on Trump.
A bigger fish to fry.
A bigger fish to fry. And so when you saw Comey's little girl get fired months ago and the media went wild, that's why. So what's Comey's little girl been doing since then? She's been the chief person fighting all these FOIA lawsuits from Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, from the Gateway Pundit, to from our side, basically, trying to get these documents, these Epstein documents, released. There's two places they are. They're in the federal government, in the FBI, but they're also in the courts. She successfully defeated them and got liberal judges appointed by Democrats to basically, what's the word I'm looking for? Freeze, block the public from seeing the list of Johns, which absolutely exist within the courts. That's what his little girl's been doing the whole time, protecting the Johns, trying to go after Donald Trump. And I think maybe even protecting the Johns so that, wow, when those files come out, Trump's name's not in them. Because believe me, they used it. If it was, then they got nothing.
Yeah.
So this whole plot is still ongoing. Lee, this really is the new Russia hoax.
Yeah.
The new fight with the deep state. Meanwhile, polls are turning negative on affordability. Trump said he'd fix the prices.
Yeah, I know. This is.
And what people see, and people are desperate, okay?
Yeah.
They really are. I mean, things are still Bidenflated.
Yes.
Terribly Bidenflated. And here's the thing people don't understand. You actually don't want the prices to go down, okay? That's deflation. That is an absolute economic nightmare. What you want is the prices to stabilize.
Stabilize, yeah.
And they are.
Yeah.
It's just
slowly.
Slowly. They absolutely are. I mean, we're looking at about, just shy of 3% inflation. That has been considered healthy until now. Now all of a sudden it's not healthy.
Yeah.
It absolutely was when Biden was telling us that he'd gotten inflation down to something in that range. But now all of a sudden Trump's not. Wages have not caught up with those prices. But you don't want prices to go down. You just want them to stabilize. And here's the sad part about this, and I hope we can fix this by the midterms. Things are beginning to turn. And I don't know if they'll turn fast enough. They really are.
Yeah, Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, was talking with Brett Baer on Fox News the other night about just this very same thing. And he was predicting first, second quarter next year about when things should stabilize and
you'd
really see some improvement. Of course, that doesn't help you with the polling right now. And whether or not what people think is absolutely accurate, because a lot of people are blaming Trump. I think one of the polls that Fox News just showed a while ago, it's like 2/3 of the people are blaming Trump for the current economic situation. And I'm thinking, gee, that's not really fair.
It's mostly Biden.
But it's like it doesn't matter what I think. It's what the majority of the voters think in the polling is as we approach the 2026 midterms. That's what matters.
Do you remember right before the election, an amazing thing actually happened? The number one issue and number two issue were actually immigration related.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Number three was the economy.
Right.
And people were in more pain than they are now.
Right. Yeah.
That's right?
True. Yeah.
Well, Trump has solved number one and number two.
Yeah. So guess what?
People think he hasn't. Actually, he is gone now. We have a lot more to fight. So now they want the prices down.
Yeah.
And they're blaming him rather than who they should blame, which is Joe Biden. So this is a really nutty place to be. But I'm telling you, I think if we could solve the jobs problem, that would go a really, really long way.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Crazy times that we live in. Folks, we're still on the razor's edge, but the good news is we're in control and we got 3 years and 2 months to fix this. Lee.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.